showed off his equally well-built physique. "Greek life," he snorted in disgust. "See? This is why I got most of my degrees online." His rugged good looks and gruff manner belied the fact that Stone was a world-class expert on art history and architecture, albeit under an impressive assortment of pseudonyms and false identities. Truth to tell, Baird knew professional spies who had fewer aliases than Stone. But, despite his abundant academic credentials, she doubted he had ever been a frat boy. A wildcat oil rigger and occasional hellraiser, sure, but not a frat boy. Thank heaven for small favors, Baird thought. Loud music and raucous laughter blared behind them as they made tracks from the ill-advised revelry at the Gamma Gamma Row House. The paved walkway provided a shortcut between Fraternity Row, which was located on a hill overlooking Western Cascade University, and the main academic buildings below. Given that it was Saturday night, Baird figured most of the student body would be hitting parties instead of the books at the moment. Or so she hoped. The fewer potential casualties, the better. Heavy hooves pounded the pavement behind them, competing with the clamor from the toga party. A ferocious snort sent a chill down Baird's spine. "It's still after us," she said. "Keep running." "Great," Stone muttered, even though that was the plan after all. A gold-trimmed alabaster figurine was cradled in his arms. About 2 feet tall in height, the statue reeked of beer after having been baptized in a kegger-fueled fraternity ritual. Lipstick and rouge defaced the figure's formerly pristine features. Stone had personally vouched for the relic's authenticity earlier, confirming that it was a genuine cultic idol from a temple in ancient Greece, which went a long way toward explaining the fix they were currently in. The pounding of the hooves grew louder. Glancing back over her shoulder, Baird glimpsed a mountainous shape barreling toward them. Steam rose from a pair of large, flared nostrils. Maddened red eyes glowed like hellfire. Ivory tusks gleamed in the night. "At least we're luring it away from the party," she thought. "Lucky us." Reaching the bottom of the hill, they dashed onto a red brick quad surrounded by various college buildings, housing lecture halls, laboratories, and libraries. Newer buildings of glass and steel squatted across from older ivy-covered brick edifices, dating back to the college's founding. A dish-shaped fountain, surrounded by low metal benches, sprayed a plume of water into the air. Canvas banners, advertising everything from a peace rally to a used book exchange, adorned the walls of the buildings. Most of the windows were dark, but a few lighted offices suggested that some of the more industrious students and faculty members were working well into the weekend. And despite all the partying on the hill, a handful of college kids were milling about on the quad, engrossed in their phones, their studies, or each other. They gaped at the sight of the two toga-clad strangers dashing onto the quad. "Run!" Baird shouted at the kids, concerned for their safety. She had thought this part of the campus would be more deserted, but that may have been wishful thinking on her part. "Vamos! Scram!" She was used to giving orders, but unfortunately she wasn't dealing with trained soldiers at the moment, or even librarians, and her ridiculous outfit didn't exactly convey a sense of authority. She tugged the top of her toga farther up onto her shoulder, even though possible wardrobe malfunctions were the least of her worries at the moment. "You heard the lady?" Stone added. "Get out of here! It's not safe!" A studious-looking co-ed bearing an armload of books peered at them in confusion. Like her fellow students, she made no move to exit the scene, promptly or otherwise. "What are you talking about?" the student asked. "Who are you, anyway?"
"We're the librarians,"
Stone said, even though Baird was technically a guardian as opposed to an actual librarian. He held on tightly to the beer-drenched idol in his arms.
"Trust me, you don't want to be here."
Before he could even attempt an explanation, a monstrous beast barreled onto the quad, trampling over an organic herb garden in front of the biology building. The glow from a couple of tall metal lampposts exposed the legendary creature in all its fabled fearsomeness. The Caledonian boar was at least twice the size of any mortal porker, weighing in at more than 500 pounds at the